USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The U.S. Coast Guard is predicting that the oxygen supply on the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic wreckage will run out in a matter of hours. Search efforts have been intensifying since Sunday when a submersible carrying five people disappeared roughly 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The focus is an area where Canadian aircraft recently detected underwater noises. So far, that effort has yielded negative results, according to the Coast Guard. At least three people reportedly are dead after a tornado ripped through the tiny North Texas town of Matador. That's just over an hour's drive northeast of Lubbock, Texas. Sirens started blaring about 8 p.m. last night. A twister damaged a dozen buildings, and that prompted a search for people who might be trapped in the wreckage. The House Judiciary Committee held a hearing yesterday on the report of Special Counsel John Durham that exposed how the Federal Bureau of Investigations prompted the Crossfire Hurricane investigation against a sitting president without any credible evidence. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Fox News last night.
In the summer of 2016, our government gets intelligence that says this all was a made-up story from the Clinton campaign. She approved it to take the pressure off of her email scandal. That is so credible that John Brennan briefs President Obama, Vice President Biden, Attorney General Lynch, and Director Comey, and then he puts it into a memo called a referral memorandum. That memo was given to Comey and Peter Strzok. They failed to take it to the FISA court.
Math and reading scores among 13-year-olds are down. New test scores released by the National Assessment of Educational Progress show math scores are at their lowest level since 1990, and reading scores are at their lowest level since 2004. The decline in math scores was the biggest since federal testing began in 1973. USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Seven people are in the hospital and dozens more are hurt after a hailstorm rained down on concertgoers at Red Rocks Amphitheater last night in Colorado. 80 to 90 people were treated at the famous venue ahead of a Lewis Tomlinson concert. Those taken to the hospital have non-life-threatening injuries with cuts and broken bones. The leaders of a Senate Homeland Security Subcommittee want to know more about the proposed merger of the PGA and LIV Golf Tours.
Democrat Richard Blumenthal and Republican Ron Johnson have asked LIV Golf CEO Greg Norman, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan, and the head of the Saudi Investment Fund to testify about the deal. Among the lawmakers' questions, how the new entity will be structured, the impact on the players, and what will be the role of the Saudi fund in pro golf in the USA. Several groups have already objected to the merger, most notably the one that represents the families of the victims of 9/11. I'm Richard Johnson.
Tropical Storm Brett is taking aim at parts of the Caribbean.
Forecasters say the storm strengthened slightly Wednesday and is forecast to reach the Lesser Antilles today. It's likely near its peak intensity with 65-mile-per-hour sustained winds. Brett could bring strong winds and torrential rain to places like St. Lucia and Barbados. The system is likely to dissipate over the Central Caribbean Sea by Saturday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak. She says her gums are irritated. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.